Portland. You know the weather is going back to being cold, but you know CC Radio is here to keep you warm. And I know it was warm outside, but you know it's going to be raining next week. This is Combined Culture Radio. I am your host, Tevin, and I'm here with Jalen, Anthony, and Kayla as usual. And you already know we're going to start things off with this J. Cole Neighbors. But I know the neighbors don't know that I'm not selling dope. It's a team down in Austin. I've been building me a house back home in the South, man. Won't believe what it's costing. And it's fit for a king, right? Or a nigga can sing and explain all the pain that it cost him. My 16 should have came with a coffin. But a fame and a fortune. Well, maybe not the fortune. But one thing is for sure, the fame is exhausting. That's why I moved away. I needed privacy. Surrounded by the trees in Ivy League. Students that's recruited higher league. Thinking you do you and I do me. Crib has got a big old back of yard. Sitting up, stand outside and pass cigars. Filled with marijuana, laughing hard. Thankful that they friends are platinum star. In the driveway, there's no rapper cars. Just a little to get from back and forth. Just a shit to get from back and forth. Welcome to the shelter, this is pure. We'll help you if you felt too insecure to be the star you always knew you were. Wait, I think police is at the door.
Okay, the neighbors think I'm selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling what? Neighbors think. Neighbors think. I think the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope, selling dope, selling dope, selling dope.
Some things you can't escape. Death, taxes, and a rape. Sis society to make. Everything you feel like a candidate for a Trayvon kind of fate. Even when your crib sit on a lake. Even when your plaques hang on a wall. Even when the president jammed your tape. Took a little break just to annotate how I feel. Damn, it's late. I can't sleep cause I'm paranoid. Black in a white man territory. Cops bust in with the army guns. No evidence of the harm we done. Just a couple neighbors that assume we slang. Only time they see us, we be on the news and change. Damn.
Don't follow me, don't follow me. Don't follow me, don't follow me.
Okay, the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope. Neighbors think I'm selling dope. Next, the neighbors think I'm selling dope.
Don't follow me.
I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope. Selling dope. Selling dope.
Well, my girlfriend, I am. I am. I am. I am. My girlfriend, I am.
Neighbors think I'm selling dope.
I am. I am. I am, I grow for them. I am so much for integration. Don't know what I was thinking.
Lost in the dark. It's for the dark night run.
That was a night.
Ah, man, and we're back here at Combined Culture Radio. I think this is episode 9, man, which is major. You already know, once again, I'm here with our hosts, Anthony, Jalen, and Michaela. What's good with y'all, man? How's the weather been treating you guys? You know, yeah, what's good?
Man, things are good. This is Ant, a.k.a. Mr. International. I want to make a special shout out to Colleen, who's our avid listener every week. Thank you for tuning in week by week to our show. Special shout out number 2 goes to my sister Celeste. She just turned 23.
Hey.
You know, what was that, a couple days ago? Shout out to fam all day.
Hey, it's me. Shout out to everyone that actually likes me on this show, because I feel like some people don't. Hey, what's up?
Who that girl?
I'm weak. It's Jalen. Just Jalen said I know super ultra extra. I'm Ooh. Calming down. But no, I'm having a great day today, man. The sun was out. And I know that that just sounds cheesy, but like seriously, the last few days when it was cloudy, like my mood was just way facts, downhill.
Like, I was waking up depressed. Like, why am I depressed?
And like, it's just making me more sad because I'm like, this is what's coming for like the next. And I should be used to this by now. And I probably will get used to it eventually, you know, once when the season comes around. But like, it's hard, man. It's hard.
I gotta say though, you look pretty excited to wear that Maple Leafs jersey last week.
Yeah, bro.
I gotta keep it real, man.
I was excited to wear the Maple Leaf jersey, not gonna lie.
All right.
Bruh.
I do got some fall wear that like I'm waiting to break out. Like there's more, just wait.
Only a Portlander would say something like that.
There's only more. A Portlander, bruh.
I got a Mighty Ducks jersey. Oh, what you know about that? Got it from the flea market.
Oh my god, bruh. Oh my god. But yeah, bruh, like on some current events, I know some people were out there like really, really mad about Donald Trump like calling out the league and saying like, oh man, like you SOBs taking a knee, yada yada yada, and this and that. But in my opinion, like everybody over here is trying to make a change and this and that. But bro, like that wasn't even the calling that Kaepernick was trying to do. Like he wasn't taking a knee for Trump or for the flag or anything. Like no, it's because black people were getting killed. So I feel like now the whole message now is just completely diluted because now everybody's doing it to make it seem like it's cool. And I'm like, bro, he wasn't taking a knee for the flag. He was taking the knee because there's so much BS going around.
Like, well, the funny thing is, like, this is a year later.
Like, yeah, bro.
But nah, man, my take on it is, well, first of all, Trump's talking about how he disrespect the flag, and you know, he did not disrespect the flag any more than Donald Trump already does on a day-to-day basis.
Fact.
And then on top of that, I just had to get that off my chest because, like, this dude be disrespecting the flag like no other.
Who?
Donald Trump.
Bro, but the flag ain't even for us, bro.
Well, I'm saying it's supposed to represent, like, the flag is supposed to represent your country, right? And it's a symbolism. It's a symbol for, like, when you see it, you think about positive things, right? And right now, when people see the American flag, they don't really think about positivity and inclusiveness and all that good stuff that we want to associate with it. And I think that's why the knee is being taken, because that's not what the flag is standing for right now. That's not what it represents across the world. Like, people don't see the American flag and think, oh, the melting pot of the world where everyone's accepted and whatnot. You know what I mean?
You know what I find pretty ironic? I heard when Kaepernick was originally making this decision, he talked to a former Navy SEAL.
I saw that.
Right?
Yeah.
And he was looking at that like, yo, what should I do? Should I sit? He's like, nah, don't sit. Because what they do, when, you know, when there's a fallen soldier, as a form of respect, they kneel for the fallen soldier, right? Mm-hmm. But the expectation for the anthem is that you stand. So when you see a guy kneeling for the anthem, people interpret it a different way.
Yep.
Whereas, like, yo, if you're back from service and you're paying your respect to someone who fell overseas, you're taking a knee, and that's what they do in the armed services. I never
thought about it like that.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's very ironic that, you know, people get so caught up in the act, but they don't look at the bigger picture on what are we doing in the first place? What are we trying to bring to everybody's attention?
No, exactly. And man, just like over the last, bro, I really think 2017 has been honestly one of the worst years that I've seen personally, just because you got everything with the hurricanes, you got Trump, you got North Korea. Man, like what's you guys' thoughts on 2017 so far? Because I'm looking at it like this. I'm looking at it like, okay, 2017 was obviously like, it's been horrible, but do you see us coming out of this in recent time, or do you think like this is just gonna get worse and worse until we're like grown, like actual adults? You know what I mean? Because I'm hoping like, okay, well maybe in like 3 years everything is just gonna clear up and everything's gonna be better, but I don't know. Like, what do you guys think about that?
I mean, I think we'll bounce back. It's really like, I mean, people are like really like stressed out right now and saying like, oh, this is like the worst year ever, but like there's been worse years even in our lifetime.
What years have been worse than this?
I can't think of any right now. I didn't do homework to like figure it out, but like there's been worse years.
There hasn't.
Yeah, there has,
bruh. All the earthquakes, Trump, this has been the work, the shootings, bro. This has been the worst year up to date, I'm pretty sure.
Tev, I think you forgot to pop your bottles on New Year's Eve. I think that has a lot to do with it, man.
No. Not for me personally, but I'm saying just like in general what's going on.
In the world?
Yeah.
Arguably.
Yeah, bruh.
Arguably.
This is for sure.
I don't know. I feel like what really blows a lot of it out of proportion is like the natural disasters that go on. But like people don't realize like there's stuff that's going around like around the world that we just don't hear about on a day-to-day basis. True. It just doesn't get broadcast as big news. Like earthquakes and stuff hit all the time. If they don't hit like on our side of the hemisphere or anything like that, it's usually not that relevant.
I agree.
I think he's talking about here.
Yeah,
what I'm talking like, about here, bro.
In the States?
Yes.
Bro, it's a weird time.
There was like the last like 2 months have been just real.
It's been pretty real. We've been going through it, bro.
Yeah,
we have been going through it. I think we'll be all right though.
Kayla's been having a good year.
What?
Shoot, man. You already know.
I don't know. I don't feel like it's like I don't feel like I have the right to say if it was the worst year or not, because it's like I've only lived for 23 years, you know, like imagine slavery.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, yeah, it sucks, but it's like, I just feel like you can't compare tragedies. Like, it's all just horrible. So exactly. I don't feel like one year is worse than the other. Like, there's bad things, like Jalen said, going on every single day.
That's true.
So it's like, is it really the worst year?
Well, it's been the worst year that I can remember.
It's just a lot. I mean, for me, like, so my grandpa recently moved in with us for a little bit after surgery. So, like, all he watches is the news. Mm-hmm. And it's depressing as hell.
Right, it is.
So, like, I just recommend, like, you know, tune into the news every once in a while to stay into it. But if it starts bringing you down, like, not necessarily, like, ignore the problems, but, like, take a break, you know what I mean? Bruh,
is there ever anything ever good on the news?
Sometimes, yeah. They be doing some random stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, this dude, like, went and, like, interviewed an MMA fighter, and they, like, taught him how to do an armbar. And I was like, what? Why is this on the news right now?
Primetime news.
I'm serious, bro. I was like, why is this on the news right now?
Oregon, bro.
they be doing some weird stuff.
Was it local news or this?
Mm-hmm. Local news.
And we're going to let... We're gonna let Dale teach us a little about MMA right now. Let her real quick talk about
this.
I'm
not sure about that.
What?
Hey, but I will try. I'll try my best. You're listening to Combined Culture Radio. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. If you are enjoying the perspective, it really is a different perspective that we bring on KBOO. Perspective that you don't get to hear a whole lot. They were not on the news yesterday, for example. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You could also go online at kboo.fm to make your contribution to your community radio station. Support local programming, support your community, support voices that are sharing perspective that you're not exposed to on a daily basis. This is why your membership actually allows this kinds of radio to happen. 877-500-5266. I'm joined by the amazing Jenna.
Hey. And you know, Combined Culture is one of our newest shows here on KBOO, and it's just such an example of what happens here at KBOO, where we saw people come into KBOO, become volunteers. You know, they don't have a show yet. They don't even maybe really know exactly what they want to do. Maybe they want to do a podcast. Maybe they just want to help edit audio. Maybe they want to do reception, you know. And we saw people take classes and start to build up their skill and start to figure out more of, like, where is their place? What do they want to do? And KBOO asked them, what do you want? What is it, the perspective that you want? What do you want your show to be about? And they shaped the show and they created it over time. And then just a few weeks ago, we saw it go on the air and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what KBOO does. KBOO brings your normal person who is just listening off the street, and we say, hey, come in, share your perspective, bring your voice to our airwaves, because that's what's important to us. And that's what's important to you as a listener. So, you know, it's a good time to become a member of KBOO. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Again, that number is 877-500-5266. Give us a call because you believe in this kind of programming. You appreciate the perspective that's being brought to you right now.
And this is what KBOO does, but really KBOO cannot do it without you. You make Mm-mm. KBOO happen. It's over 5,000 of us that come together, that share our financial wealth. It's also a lot of amazing restaurants and businesses in the community that are showing their support. We are a community radio station that's backed up by an amazing community of supporters. That's you. And if it's not you yet, please join us right now. Show your support. Back radio, back KBOO, back Combined Culture Radio, because this is what you are about. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And we have a daily drawing during this drive. Jenna, mm-hmm. what's the prize today?
So today's drawing is for a $200 gift certificate from Pro Photo Supply, good for equipment, classes, and rentals. We're offering a new prize every day of the drive, so give us a call at 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win. Go to kboo.fm for all the rules and restrictions about that daily drawing. And, you know, again, you don't necessarily need all these incentives though to call, because you're hearing your incentive right now. Just in this last segment here, in this opening segment here of Combined Culture, you hear a roundtable of people sharing their different perspectives. Not everybody is necessarily in agreement. Is this the worst or best year? You know, it's about sharing those different takes on what is culture? What is America today? What is it to be here? You know, you appreciate that. That's why you're listening. 877-500-5266. It's time to become a member of KBOO today.
Back to Combined Culture Radio.
And we're back.
And we're better.
Nah, I don't know if we're better. But yeah, like, we were just having this debate just prior before the, you know, before we had to give the money to the kids and the KBOO. The symbolism of the American flag. I think personally that with what's going on in today's current state of America, you know, I've seen like a lot of Confederate flags around Portland, and I've seen I'll be driving around and I'll see a big American flag with a Confederate flag. What is you guys' thoughts on that?
I want to know how many of those you think you've seen.
About 5. Or maybe more. How many do you think we've seen?
I think we've seen a lot of American flags, but I've only seen probably like 2 Confederate flags. Okay. While driving.
I don't know. I feel like you might be blown a little bit more out of proportion than it is.
I mean, bro, I don't know.
I mean, those people are definitely out there, but and like you'll see it more if you go down I-5, like further south. Yeah. But not really in Portland.
I've seen it in Portland.
I know you. I believe you've seen one, but like seeing like 5 Confederate flags, you'd really have to be looking for them. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Point them out, man. Point them out.
I'm pointing them out.
Take pictures and send them to Jalen.
Please. Every single time.
Yo, you see one, hit him with that direct message, man.
Seriously. I will. Well, you know what? I've sent some to you, like, you know, and I'll do it again.
But now let's talk about the flag, man. Like,
the flag, man.
So Tevin, you're not okay with people putting up big flags on their pickup trucks?
I never said all that, but I mean, I don't know. I just feel like,
well, how does it make you feel when you see one of those? I want to know.
American flag.
When I see people with a big American flag on the back of their truck,
like bigger than normal.
I don't know, bro. I mean, I feel some type of way. I feel like support Trump and what he stands for if I see that.
Okay. So why do you feel that way?
I just feel that in today's time and place, what we're going through right now, currently in the United States of America, I just feel that way.
Okay.
I live in the middle of nowhere and I didn't vote and I still got a flag, would you still hate on me?
I'm not hating on nobody.
Let me just say it. I want to point out to you like why it's dangerous to feel this way.
All right.
Okay. I'm not saying you shouldn't feel that way. I'm just saying like
it's dangerous.
You should acknowledge the danger in feeling this way. Okay. So, this is a theory. I think that you might feel that way when you see a truck with the big American flag on it, because if you see any white supremacist videos happening or anything, you usually see a bunch of like Ford F-150s with big flags on them, right? Am I right? It's not no Chevys like on 24-inch rims ride around with them. No, it's like some big trucks, right? Yeah. Now look at it from the other side of the fence. When you see like, we're mad about how quote unquote like white supremacists or white leaders or like whatever, They see black people, you know, dress a certain way. They're like, they feel some type of way, right?
Black hoodie. Oh
yeah, because they see that in the media. They see that in the media and how it's
portrayed. I got
and you. That's all they
I
know.
Got you you got
see
you.
What I'm saying?
I got you. I got you. I peep what you're saying.
The flag is just a symbol. We're putting too much emphasis on what it actually means. Like, it's just a thing.
All right.
Everything in the world is just, they're just things.
All right,
and
cool.
Humans just put value in different things, so it's like I just don't even believe in the flag. I mean, I just my whole life, like, I just didn't understand it, because it's like, it's a piece of cloth. Like, I understand like people fighting for our country and, you know, like that lady that like set it together, like whatever, I understand the history, but it's just like at the end of the day, it's just a thing, so it doesn't, I'm not really like pressed about the issue. It was just like,
all right, So I got a topic for y'all. So with everything that's going down with like Trump, like, you know, this immigration and everything, do you feel that he is really trying to kick all people of different nationalities out of the country? Do you think that he's really just trying to no, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. Oh
my god. Go back.
Nah. Because black people are getting put in prison. Black people are getting
killed. It's been like that before.
Yeah, Trump. Yeah. No, but yeah, I'm saying about that, but I'm also saying like Trump is all like people. I just read a story about in Hillsborough, literally somebody just some Hispanic guy was working in one of the federal buildings, and he was like a janitor, and literally the cops like asked him like, "Hey, where's your papers at?"
That is not the story.
So what's the story?
If you're talking about are you talking about the undercover ICE people that like came up to him?
I don't know. You break down the story.
No, you just said we're live and you're just telling a story that's not even real.
That is what happened.
I saw a story of like a husband and wife that went to court for whatever they went to court for. And then they left court and were being followed by some vehicles. And so someone turned on their camera. And I guess like the people in the outside, in the vehicles behind the vehicle with the wife and husband confronted them and said, you know, is this you? And showed a mugshot of like a Latino or Hispanic man. And the wife was like, no, that's not him. What are you talking about? You know, and they just like demanded his identification, et cetera, et cetera. And then like the person who was recording said that it was ICE and that they were harassing them. And then finally the people just like got in the car and left. I don't know.
That's not the story. Well, that's probably another story. But the story that I heard was about this guy who literally was working at a federal building, like as a janitor, and they asked him, like, "Where's your stuff at?" Just off the rip.
Who is they? Who are they?
I think it was some like cops.
The feds.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. In my opinion, we are right now divided as a country. But I also feel that what is it going to take? Is this right now making people as a whole coming together like stronger, getting educated on what's actually going down and bringing people together to fight for change? Or is this more so just dividing everybody?
I mean, it's visibility at the end of the day, right? Like, it's not always pretty, but like, You gotta keep moving. It's easy to get down a path where it's like, man, like nothing's working, you know. But you gotta keep it pushing. These things will go up, they'll go down.
All right, what'd you think,
bruh? I don't know.
Shake my head.
We just gotta stick out these 4 years, I guess.
Bruh, but what if he gets reelected?
I don't think that's gonna happen.
We can move. Out of the
if he gets reelected, then I'm giving up on the country.
Yeah, me too.
Like, no.
I thought you were a patriotic, the most patriotic one out of all of us.
I never said I was a patriot.
Call him out. Call him out.
Nah.
He said, who, me?
Nah, mm-hmm. But I mean, bro, like, after what happened this year, we can't say he's not going to get reelected. Because you never know, bro. You never know.
The reason why I say that is because, I don't know, the people who were supporting him are already pulling out. Like, there's been so many people on the side that are pulling out right now. Like,
what's his name? Robert Kraft?
Yeah.
Even he spoke out against him.
I don't
like,
know who that is, but
he's the owner of the Patriots.
Okay, yep, I know.
And he's even like, yo, you can't be talking about my players like that.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, I don't see this really. And he's not getting anything done. No one likes him over there. Like, even his own side don't like him. So
I would love to hear those like behind the scenes conversations.
I would too,
you know. Like,
I feel like they're just hilarious, like when people try to explain stuff to him.
Like, I would love to be in Sean Spicer's mind before and after those press conferences.
He'd be
like,
stressing out,
you know, like, man, here we go again. What am I gonna say this time?
Well, you know, he's on leave right now, right? He's like getting therapy or something like that.
Oh, for real? Like mental therapy?
Something like that.
I mean,
no, not mental therapy. Just like
body.
No, I saw something about like how he like felt like bullied or something like that.
Who did?
Like, I don't know. Sean Spicer. Because like, they have the one girl up there answering all the questions now.
Yeah, the what's her name? Huckabee?
Yeah. I just be feeling bad for those people, though, because they just be like, man, something happens and they're like, dang
I ain't feeling bad. They getting paid.
They are getting paid, but they just got to go up there and like really just like ignore questions.
Yeah.
Or divert questions.
Bruh.
Yeah.
I don't know, bruh. I just wouldn't. I would hope not. But I mean, like I said, like who determines if he gets if he votes or not? I mean, whoever he's going against, which we don't know yet. What is it going to be, another, what, 3-4 years? They're going to have to prove something, bro. And if they don't, then literally, bro, we might have him for another 4.
Honestly, don't think he'd want to do another 4, to be real. I don't
too
think,
much work.
I feel like he's not happy right now. He just like stuck with it and he can't quit. He's just like, dang it.
Bruh, stuck here. That's a fact. That's a fact, man. That's a fact.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I mean, one thing I will say is due to all this stuff happening, I think that things have realistically gotten better. I mean, they always say that when we're in like tough times, like everything that's around us is better, whether that's music, whether that's art, whether that's television, etc. But what do you guys think?
We got a long way to go. I feel like it's not gonna be easy because, like you said, we're more split than ever.
No, I know that, but I'm saying because we're in hard times right now, like, do you agree that because people are talking about like real things that's going on, you know what I mean? Like, it's impeachable. People are actually trying to push. People are actually trying. My bad.
You good, bro?
People are actually trying to. People are actually trying to push to like delegate change. Like, things have gotten better.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, these are the type of like things that define a decade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this time era will be defined by like what's going on now and how we'll react to it.
Yeah.
And it's not gonna happen in a year or 4 years. It will take a decade or so.
A decade?
Yeah, bro. Mm. These things don't happen that quick.
That's true.
You think everyone's gonna wake up the next day just happy go lucky, like, oh, we all love everybody. Nah, we're just gonna get rid of our little Confederate flags, bro. And nah, everyone's just gonna stop being hostile. Like, nah, it takes a while, man.
Yeah, it does. What you think?
It's real, man. I don't know. I mean, because I was abroad for all these elections, right?
And so
it felt like coming back to like a completely different country, you know? Uh-huh.
I was scared to come back. Not necessarily scared for myself, but I just didn't want to deal with any of the drama.
I mean, but when you were in Australia, was everything all peaceful and stuff?
When I was in Australia, I mean, yeah, like I watched the news out there. Most of the news was about our election. But like, I'll tell you, like, the biggest thing was, like, I was literally embarrassed when I was out there. Like, honestly. And it wasn't just the election, just everything that was happening back
there.
And
it's like you're a representative, so if people know you're American, they're like, yo, like, what's happening? And you're just, like,
I
mean, there, like...
Yeah, because when I was abroad, like, I don't even know how many people got shot by the police. Black and white and Mexican, like, I don't know how many people got shot by the police, or, like,
they got whatever. Mexican people in Australia?
When I was in Australia, I'm talking about in America. Oh. How many people got shot in America? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They don't do that out there, man.
And yeah, they don't have guns, bro. I mean, they have guns, but like they're not allowed to have guns out there. Right. And like when people approach me about it, they're like, bro, that I heard about what happened out there. Like, why do you guys still like have guns and stuff like that? And then like it's harder to just explain. It's very basic
stuff. On a global like scale, people are like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to them.
And then we're just like, yeah, I don't know.
Australia either. Still has the largest mass shooting on record in the world. And after that, they imposed their gun laws, got rid of all of them. And they have like
cleaned
little, yeah, they have little gun violence now. Like, yeah, they don't have mass shootings and stuff like that.
It's the money behind it, man. Money talk.
Yep.
Hey, what's your thoughts?
I kind of forget what the question was. Like, I feel like everyone was kind of moving in their own directions. What's the question?
Do you agree that, like, not even celebrities, but I guess like music, art, TV, all this has gotten better due to people are actually trying to like stand up and make a change for what's going on?
Yeah, sort of. I feel like a lot of celebrities are like using their platforms to talk about the issues and, you know, donate money and like, you know, what's going on in Puerto Rico right now. Like, was it Pitbull? Was it Pitbull that just like sent his private jet down to?
I think it might have been Pitbull.
Yeah, his private jet down to Puerto Rico to pick up a lot of people who had cancer and bring them back to the United States so they could get treatment because, like, as most people know, like they don't even have water.
Yeah.
So, people with terminal illnesses, like they're just shot. I mean,
what do you
let
do?
Alone the fact that they have a terminal illness, they can't even drink water. So yeah, I think that in that aspect, I think that things are getting better, and like it has influenced like some pretty good music, and you know, like "Freedom" by Beyonce. But yeah, I just feel like
was
I don't
that
know.
Like just a shameless plug?
Yeah, I just love Beyonce. But yeah, I
can't go a full
agree.
Episode without.
Yeah. Come on,
yeah.
Queen B.
No, I feel that. I mean, Jacques. What'd I say?
We're on the radio.
Keep moving.
Oh, bro. But anyway, I didn't even peep it. But nah, like, what was I gonna say?
Yo, we've had a real somber mood. You know, 2017, all these things. Give us some sunlight.
Give us some sunlight.
Give
man.
Us some sunshine, man.
Oh, Empire comes on tonight.
That's the sunshine?
Yeah, man. Cookie and Lucius Lyon, man. That's a power couple.
I don't watch that show.
Yes.
You said you don't watch it?
I don't watch that show.
Oh, bro. I didn't watch it either, bro. But, I mean, I got hooked on it, bro.
Yes.
What, bro?
You want to talk about the drive?
Oh, bro. Yeah. Shout out to Cable, by the way. Anybody who's listening right now, we know you're listening right now. I know you headed to work right now. Are you coming back from work?
Ain't nobody's going to work
it's
at 7:30.
Hey,
Night shift.
I've gone to work at 7:30.
Okay? Graveyard?
Yeah, we know right now you're headed to work right now, or you're on the radio.
Right now.
Or you're cooking dinner right now for your kids or your dog, and you're listening to KBOO right now. Right now, you need to call in and donate for the drive, because you know KBOO builds the community. What KBOO builds the community? Let me tell you about KBOO. Oh my God. Let me tell you about KBOO. We were some young creatives, and we just came into KBOO, and they gave us a home, they gave us a shelter, they gave us a place to express our opinion, express our creativity. So that's why you should donate to KBOO, because KBOO. Let me tell you guys about KBOO. Donate to KBOO for this drive.
What's you want that number, Tay?
What is the number, Anthony?
Yo, that number is 877-500-5266.
Can you replay that back for the audience?
Yeah, that's 877-500-5266.
Yes, and everybody needs to donate right now. I'm telling you, it's for the kids. KBOO gives back to the community. They're out there at the functions. They're out there at the
all community events and whatnot.
All the community events, man. They're out there for the kids, man. They're giving kids the shelter. They're giving kids knowledge, man. They be going down to Rosemary Anderson, teaching the kids how to be radio host. Shout out to Dell. Man, it's every time I come into KBOO, I just feel comfortable. I feel at home.
Because bro,
Since the first day. You want to know why? Because they love our black skin. You know what I mean? They support us over here. And I really do appreciate that.
They support everybody.
They support everybody.
Everybody in the community.
You know what I mean? And these times are hard right now.
You did not just say they love our
but they support us, though. And they support everybody. They support everybody because this is the community radio. They represent diversity.
And one thing that's great about community radio, you know, a lot of times we don't even realize when you're watching something on television or you're listening to something over the radio or however you get your media, you know, those people a lot, they have teleprompters and they can't say what's truly on their mind because there's people who are funding what they're saying and there's funding those radio stations. So the people who are giving a tons of money to those radio stations, they want to get their points across. Not the person on air, not the anchor, even Stephen A. Smith.
But you know what though? Not at the boo.
Man, what's the number of that radio station?
Go ahead and say it, bro.
Nah, the radio station, man.
Oh, 90.7 FM. Shout out to 90.7 FM KBOO.
That's right.
The Boo.
AKA the Boo. And that number.
Say that number again.
That's right. That number again is 877 500 5266. Go ahead and donate now.
Donate. We know you got a dollar because your son or your daughter needs lunch money tomorrow. Okay. But guess what? Go to Safeway and get them some peanut butter and jelly and some bread.
Instead of what?
Instead of that junk food.
No.
No McDonald's.
You're not KFC. You're not a nutritionist, bro.
It's okay if you eat McDonald's. We don't food shame.
No, we don't food shame, but I'm saying that if you can spend a dollar on a dollar menu, you can give it back to
KFC. Absolutely.
Absolutely. If you make $8 an hour,
okay,
you could use $1 to donate to cable. That's it.
But why is it so important to donate, man?
I mean, if you're listening and you really care about the radio.
Exactly. So they'll
since KBOO is a community radio,
this
they
is
do
for
not
you by you.
Exactly. They're not taking large money outside of big donors controlling what they do here, right? So this is supported by the community.
We don't do that, man.
As Jalen said, for the community.
For the BOO.
So to do that,
BOO for the BOO.
By the BOO for the BOO. So to do that, they need buy-in from all the listeners, people around, people who come here.
Yep.
We all need a buy-in to make sure that we can keep this going.
Hey, man, we ain't leaving because the BOO is home.
Otherwise, Combined Culture Radio would not exist.
It wouldn't exist, man. Like I said, they gave us credit as a platform. But yeah, shout out to KBOO. On to the next topic. What's your favorite food, man?
That was intense, man.
Dude, so I was thinking about this. Yo, so have any of you, Jalen, you probably have never had In-N-Out before, huh?
I've had In-N-Out several times.
Yo, don't they have one up here now?
Why you gotta be like, there's one in Medford, and that's Southern Oregon. Like, that's right across the border of California.
You've had In-N-Out before?
Yes, bro. I've had it down in L.A., few times.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And that's actually about it. Yeah.
Okay.
In LA.
In-N-Out or Five Guys?
I've actually never had Five Guys.
Not even a question.
That's the funny thing. It's like, I've never had Five Guys. Yeah.
Bro, why not?
Man, it's not even worth it.
If I'm going to get a burger, man, I'm going to like a gourmet burger spot. Like,
what's a gourmet burger spot?
Like a restaurant, like a brewery. Like, they make gourmet burgers.
They make good burgers.
You're so Portland, bro. You sound like Michaela.
You're the one talking about burgers and how good they are.
I love In-N-Out, so I don't know what
you're talking
about.
Portland. I gotta go to a brewery to have a burger.
That's I've never seen up that.
Here, man. I'm saying, bro, and if I want a cheap burger, I'm going to Wendy's or McDonald's or something.
Bro,
like that.
What is
Wendy's? No, I feel you. Five Guys is like that in between where it's like it's just as expensive as if you go to a brewery, but
that's
then it's
I'm
still
saying.
Fast food.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I'm not dropping that much money to get me bottom shelf burger. You know, I want a top shelf burger for top shelf price.
I ain't tripping if it's on Tevin.
Wendy's.
Bro.
You don't like Wendy's, Tevin? I mean, Michaela.
Tevin. No, I mean, if I'm going to get a fast food burger and we don't have In-N-Out, which we don't, I would go to Burgerville.
But see, Burgerville, they don't got a 4-for-4.
Burgerville.
They don't got a 4-for-4.
It's all about burgers.
They don't got a 4-for-4.
Have you tried their chocolate milkshakes?
They are bomb. That is definitely some of the best fast food in Portland. But like I said, it's more spendy, so I don't go there.
Never.
That's just how I feel. But I mean, Tevin, I want to talk more about this. So you think it's Portland to like good food? Is that what you're telling me?
Bruh.
Yo, he's on the gram right now, man.
Nah. Y'all be on. I'm trying to figure out what to talk about next. Y'all be on some. Y'all Portland people, man. Like, man.
Please,
Portland people.
Please just talk about
this.
It.
This is a Portland
tell
community
me how you,
right
yeah,
now.
Tell me how you feel, because your listeners, like a lot
maybe
of them.
He forgot.
I love Portland.
I'm about to say,
love,
you're here.
I love Portland. I love
you're not in the Bay.
I love it. But you know what? I will say, you guys do have great food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, food is top notch. You know, but like I was, for instance, like I forgot what neighborhood we were in. What is it? Southeast? Is that no?
Wait. What are you talking about?
Oh, by Central. Where's by Central?
That's like Northeast still.
Northeast Portland, right? And like it's just you can just tell like yo, this is some real Portland stuff, man. Like I think we saw like a rice yogurt place.
What was it? You know where that old thrift shop used to be, like when we went there?
Yeah.
And they changed it like 10 different times. Yeah, now it's like a rice yogurt place or like vegan yogurt.
Man.
That even possible?
Did you guys go eat there?
Nah.
No.
I mean, why are you saying it like that?
rice yogurt.
Nothing wrong with it, but I don't care for it.
I don't know, man. I just feel like just like Portland was just like this myth. Like before I came up here, it was just like this myth of like now I got so many homies that are like, oh, bro, I want to come to Portland, bro. I want to see what's up with it. I'm like, well, bro, like it's cold, you know, but I feel like coming from the Bay Area, just like people just think like it's just real clean and it rains all the time and it's good food. I mean, what was your thoughts on Portland and stuff before you came up here?
Man, I had no idea. Obviously, I heard about the rain and stuff, but I didn't know what to expect because, you know, when you don't see a place, your judgment of something is going to be different, right? Mm-hmm. So now that I'm here, like, people are a lot friendlier. Mm-hmm. I got to give you that. Like, you can just do whatever you want to do. Like, it's chill.
I would say one thing that makes us unique, because you're talking about, like, you know.
Us unique. What, Portland unique or Portlanders?
Portland as a city. You ain't got to cut me off when I'm talking.
No, I'm fine.
I'm kidding, bro. No, what makes the city unique, though, is, you know, you were just talking about, like, how you see, like, random businesses on the side, like rice, yogurt, whatever.
Yeah, bro.
You know, that's, like, independently owned. That's not a chain, you know? And, like, it sounds cheesy and everything when you say it, but, like, when it comes down to it, like, the city is built and ran by the people. Like, the economy runs off the people who are here in the city versus
that's
like
true.
A whole bunch of big corporations. Granted, they still got their foot, you know, their footprint here, but like compared to a lot of other cities, like we got a lot of control over our economy and whatnot.
Would you agree?
Me?
Yeah.
Just say yeah. Just agree.
Just say yes.
Okay, I just want to say a couple things.
Okay.
Nike
was made here.
Adidas,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. When I think of Portland, I don't think of what you just described.
Like,
I mean,
we got Portland beef in the building.
I honestly feel like that about, like.
So, one, Nike was made here. So, yeah. Like, by someone who's from here.
When I think of, like.
Adidas only came here because Nike was here
to
compete with them.
When I think of what you're describing, I think of, like, more of, like, a community feel. And I don't feel that personally in Portland. Like, I feel that. And I'm not trying to be funny, in Oakland. Like, I just feel like everybody's kind of like, what's good? Like, everybody's cool with everybody. Like, random black people will say hi to me. And like, here, like, black people don't really play that. Like, they're kind of like, some of them will say hi. But like, I don't know. I just feel like in Oakland, like, it was just like a vibe. Like, it was so fun and cool. And I love it. I know. I really don't like Portland. So I was the wrong person to ask.
Yeah. I know what you mean, though. Like, yeah. I feel you on that one. But I feel like it's just more of, like, you probably feel that way just because there's not as many black people here.
Yeah.
That's probably true. What it is. So you don't see them represented as much in the community.
But they're not even, they don't even have the same, like, attitude towards each other. At least, like, the ones that I encounter. Granted, like, you and I grew up on, like, opposite sides of the city.
I about to say, like, on my side, yeah. So, like, I just went and walked my dog around, and, like, there's a lot of black family sitting on the porch, and I was like, hey, how's it going? And they just way back, hey, good.
Right.
I don't know them. Just being friendly.
Yeah.
That's just how it is, though. I don't know. It depends on where you're at, I guess.
Yeah.
Man, this instrumental goes hard.
Oh, my gosh.
Here goes the brand new flavor.
The Bay can't be that good, though.
You said it can't be that good?
Nah. What is your favorite part about the Bay? Talk about your city, Tevin. Because you seem to love it a lot. I just want to know what is so great about it.
Well, brother, my favorite part, bro, as I told y'all before, just like me growing up and having and being in a class, bro, and like being with so many different like cultures, bro. Yeah. Like I told you, like we had people bringing in soul food, people bringing in lumpia, people bringing in Mexican food. Like, you know how like when you got kids' birthdays and stuff, like, oh, my family's bringing in this and this and that. Like, I had people bringing in so much stuff, and that's why I think, like, I'm so good with being cool with so many people, which is because, like, I had Asian homies, I had Mexican homies, I had Filipino homies, I had white homies, I had black homies. Like, it was just, like, so diverse, you know what I mean? And it's just, like, I feel like I can always tell when somebody's from the Bay Area, you know what I mean? Like, I could always, it's like a little, like, sense. Like, I don't know if y'all got that in Portland, but, like, if, like, when I first came to U of O, like, I go, are you from the Bay Area? Like, you could just tell. Like,
it's because Bay people talk alike.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, you do.
That might have something to do with it.
But like, I could tell when someone's from the Bay, too.
Nah.
It's not a connection thing. It's bro, just, you
okay,
know.
Okay, so
just wait till they say
when you went to UCLA, like, could you tell somebody was from the Bay Area?
Certain people. Well, that was easier because you could definitely tell the LA type.
So it was more like, oh, so you're definitely not a LA type. Maybe you're Bay.
No. Nah,
I couldn't point it out maybe like as easy as you did, but like certain people, yeah, but
I could point it out at U of O.
Like straight
once
up.
I just started talking to somebody and I could be like, yeah, there's like a certain like vibe I could catch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know, bro. It's just like once you grow up like with just so many different people around you, it feels like it's just like a little aura, you know what I mean?
But that's the thing we kind of wanted to talk about, right? Like so many people now can't afford to live in the Bay anymore. Yeah. Right, and people are moving up here. Like I heard, like 60,000 every year. People are moving up to Portland.
It's ridiculous,
right? And like it's like traffic's getting bad, like all this stuff, right? So like the question I have for y'all, like, is Portland turning into the new Bay? Like, are startups gonna want to come here? Are like people like wanting to move here because it's the new spot, like up and coming? What do y'all think?
A lot of startups are already coming here. Like when people do like test trials for products and whatnot, they do them here.
Yeah,
like a lot of companies come here to do that stuff. You just don't really know about because they don't put their, you know,
it's brand not on it. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think it's gonna really be the new Bay, per se. You know, it's gonna have its own twist to it.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be the new anything. It's gonna probably be the new big city on the West Coast, I think. You
sure.
Because like it was kind of like when like, you know, the California cities, and then they just kind of jumped over Portland, went to Seattle.
Exactly.
And then like now everyone's like, oh, Portland's kind of tight, I guess let's go there.
But that's what I'm saying, because I went to Seattle this weekend, it was cool, but like I actually preferred the Portland vibe much more than Seattle vibe. Yeah. I don't know if it was the size or like what it was, but like there was something about it that I was just like, you know what, like Seattle was dope, I'm ready to go back to Portland, you know?
Yeah.
So
Seattle, man. Okay, I get weird SF vibes off Seattle. I don't know why. You feel me? Do y'all feel the same way?
I've never been to SF either, so I can't speak.
I think it's because of the water.
What? Is that? And then also, like, in some of the districts, you know, they got the streets painted, like, you know, rainbow and all these things, you know? So they have all the districts, like, very SF-like.
See, that's another interesting concept is, like, I mean, Portland, we got districts and whatnot, but, like, it's not, like, you don't know unless, like, you're going like, from, like, Pearl to Chinatown. Like, right. That's a very dramatic. But, like, you don't, like, I found it very interesting, like, just traveling to other cities and, like, hearing about people from other cities, how, like, they have, like, defined districts.
Oh,
and, like,
absolutely.
It's, like, you could see the transition between them and whatnot. But, like.
Speaking of Seattle, man, have you talked to Zach since he's been up there?
I actually haven't.
Damn, are you fake?
I'm so fake. No, I lied. I was Snapchatting him yesterday.
How's he doing up there?
He's doing pretty good. He was just shooting basketball, like hoops in his backyard. I was like, what the heck,
bro? Wait, he living in a house, right?
Yeah.
And he has a basketball court in there?
Yeah, he got it. Because he's doing an internship out there, and then they just got like a little backyard, like with the little hoop on it.
Who's he living with? Random
it's
people?
It's like two random.
And he got a house?
Yeah,
it's a house. I cannot trust Zach with no house, man. But back to KBOO. Back to Dell. What's good?
What's good, Tevin? Thank you. You're listening to Combined Culture Radio. This is your community radio station, KBOO Portland. You're a part of this. You are enjoying this conversation tonight. Then you are about to pick up the phone and call this number. Are you all ready? 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And not just because you love community radio or you love what you're listening to, but because you are a part of this and your membership is what creates everything that you are listening to. So if you want to spread the love so that more listeners can enjoy what you are enjoying right now, 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now to make your contribution to your community radio station. You may also go online to kboo.fm and donate there. Right, Jenna?
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of ways. You can even go on our mobile app. We got the donate button there. You know, there's so many different reasons to become a member of KBOO, and all I have to say is that all you have to do is turn on KBOO, listen to the programming, and you know the reasons why you should become a member of KBOO if you're not already, because you're listening, you enjoy the discussion that's being had right now on the radio. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. We have volunteers waiting to take your call. And remember, if you become a member today, you get entered into our daily drawing. And today's drawing is for a $200 gift certificate from Pro Photo Supply. Good for equipment, classes, and rentals. We're offering a new prize every day of the drive. So give us a call, 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win. Go to kboo.fm for rules and restrictions.
And you are definitely interested in receiving a token of our appreciation appreciation, because we would love to thank you with, you know, entering you in this drawing, but also we have lots of different thank yous that we would love to share. So when you call in 877-500-5266, please talk to one of our phone answer volunteers and let them know that you are interested in receiving a thank you. Maybe you would like to rock a KBU hoodie. Now, if you would like to do that, then you would want to make a contribution of $300 to KBU. 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now to talk to our volunteers so that you can get a KBU hoodie, rock it all the rest of the fall and winter, let the rest of the community know that you love KBU, you love Combined Culture Radio, and you are a part of this community effort.
You know, this the type of program they have on right now, Combined Culture, is such an important part of, I think, KBU's programming, and so such an important part of Portland. You know, it's easy to turn on the radio and turn on the TV, and you get to hear all these experts talking about their quote-unquote expert opinions and whatever, and you know, it's easy to just sort of see the flashy headlines and stuff, but when you turn on KBU, you're listening to people give their perspectives of how it's actually, you know, how all these things actually are affecting people on the ground, on their day-to-day lives. What does this mean for your perspective when you're just living in Portland, you know? And that's what we bring you. We bring you lots of different voices that tell you, hey, this affects all of us in a different way. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the richness of this discussion. So you appreciate that. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Hey, let's give a quick thank you to our online contributors. We have Jeff from North Portland. We have Eric. Jeff. Oh, wait, we got to do cowbell. Yes. There we go. We got Eric from Southeast and Oren from Southwest. Hello. So thank you for calling in and supporting Combined Culture, because this is awesome radio. This is what you want to be hearing. 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm.
And back to Combined Culture Radio.
And we're back.
Whoa, don't do that Batman stuff, bro.
And we're back. And
too
we're
early for that.
Back here at Combined Culture Radio.
Thanks to our engineers for giving us that little donation bit, by the way.
Oh, yeah, facts, man. So, final thoughts. What y'all got to say to the community before we let this last song ride out?
Straight up, man. Don't get caught up. Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the hype.
Don't. Ooh, sing it, man.
Don't believe the hype. Who said that? Flavor Flav? Mm. Put some new flavor in your ear.
Different song, man.
Flavor Flav.
Just straight up, man. Just, you know, keep it cool. You know, thank you guys for listening. And, you know, we're just trying to spread positivity here. So if you like what you're hearing, you know, we're same time every week, 7 to 8 Wednesday nights. So feel free to tune in. We're going to be accepting calls. So, you know, if you want to get your voice heard over the radio, feel free to give us a call, and we'd love to hear your perspective as well. So that's Mr. International for you guys.
I say go shopping and have fun, because that's what I'm going to do.
Were you going to get Nordstrom's?
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
I was just about to say, get out there, not shopping wise.
Get out there and go shopping.
Get active. 30 minutes a day. Keep heart healthy. You know what I'm saying? Keep your muscles active. Stay beautiful inside and out, however that might be to you. Don't be beautiful for others. Be beautiful for yourself.
For you.
Wow. I'm gonna write that down. I might have to get that one tatted. That was off the top of the head. Right?
I think Tev's gonna put that on the back of his sweatshirt.
What did you say again? Don't be beautiful.
I'll tell you. We'll discuss the copyright and everything after this. But not for real. You guys gotta, you know, definitely, you know, take in all that information in and all the, you know, negative things happening in the world. You should acknowledge it, but at the same time, you gotta just stay positive and stay woke.
Bye, Jalen.
Ooh, but you know, we got to end it with this Childish Gambino. Shout out to my mentor, man. Shout out to my idol, Donald Glover, man. I love you, bruh, even though I ain't never met
you. He's your mentor. He's your mentor.
Atlanta Season 2 coming out 2018 is about to be fire, and you already know Kayla's going to be watching that as well, even though she hated on the first season. because we know Atlanta season 2 about to be on one.
Oh my God.
After we get this Lando. But yeah, here goes that Redbone, Childish Gambino, mm-hmm. my peanut butter chocolate with a Kool-Aid.
Okay, it's a wrap.
Cool.